Good morning. This is Neil and Debbie arriving for our show.
I've been here for hours, like rehearsing, practicing, yeah. Going through the lines.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a show for you.
Oh, yes.
Is that taking us up to the thing?
No,
yet?
They're about to start singing round about now.
Okay.
This is the UK's LGBTQ plus station.
Turn it up.
Jessie J. Bang, bang on KDO.
I've got some news about her. Oh. Some, well, you know Taylor Swift and how she was gossiping with Selena Gomez at the Golden Globes. Did you see that clip?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh, you haven't done the lip read thing this week then?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh my God, everyone's been trying to decipher what Taylor said to Selena Gomez.
Oh, I heard about this, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need to hear about it, Neil, because I'll be bringing it to you later on in the show. But vis-a-vis Jessie J, I have got some news about her featuring Michelle Visage. Oh, boop.
Oh, well done.
Michelle Visage. I've only had a tea. Michelle Visage, who we will be meeting tomorrow at DragCon in London.
Brilliant.
But I shall save that for later because I just want to check with our legal team, if I'm allowed to say.
Okay. Super.
Busy show today.
Professional start to the show as always. I'll play a song, I think. Well done. No, no, dear, oh dear. No. Fragma, Tucker's Miracle.
Tuck me like one of your French girls. Beautiful.
The good, the bad,
and the lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Our weekly look at things going on in the world of LGBTQ, all the stuff that's going on in the world that affects LGBTQ+. First of all, in defiance of Pope Francis, Catholic Church bishops of Africa and Madagascar have issued a unified statement saying that they refuse to offer blessings to same-sex couples. The Pope made the progressive declaration in December last year, but the declaration from the subcontinent says blessings of same-sex unions is contrary to the will of God. And so there's a bit of a schism, like the thing that's happening with the Church of England as well in Africa, unfortunately. So that's going on this week. France welcomed its very first out Prime Minister. 34-year-old Gabriel Attal has been appointed the country's youngest PM. President Macron says he knows he can count on Gabriel's energy and commitment as he takes on the new role as the first openly queer PM in France, which is very good.
He's very nervous, actually. I saw the speech and he was shaking.
Maybe.
I thought, come on.
Yeah, maybe.
Sassy that walk.
One of the most significant elections in US history takes place at the end of the year, likely to be a battle between Biden's Democracy and Freedom and Trump's promise to be a repressive dictator. Speaking on the US show The View this week, Whoopi Goldberg believes if you're LGBTQ+, the decision is very clear.
This is what it's all about. Either you want it to work forward thinking, you want everybody to have the ability to say how they feel, what they want, to move forward, or you don't. Or you want somebody who says, I'm going to be on day one, I'm going to be a dictator. Who says it to you, tells you, I'm going to put you people away, I'm going to take all the journalists, I'm going to take all the gay folks, I'm going to move you all around and disappear you. If that's the country you want, you know who to vote for. If that's not the country you want, you have to make a decision.
As will be Goldberg speaking this week.
We're voting Whoopi. I would vote her in a heartbeat.
Yeah, absolutely. Finally, Bob the Drag Queen is one of the most recognisable winners of RuPaul's Drag Race. Bob's currently travelling the globe with Madonna's Celebration Tour. And speaking to Pride Today, is clearly impressed with the star of the show.
I mean, being in her orbit is really interesting. And you get to see her impact on a global level. And she is definitely a very impactful woman. Like, obviously, when you're in her orbit, you're like, wow, this woman has affected a lot of people's lives.
There we are.
Missed opportunity there. I should have said, when you're in her William orbit. But Neil, I'm hacked off with you because that's two out of three of my clips that now I can't use.
Oh,
so I had those for the show as well. So it's going to be a lot of segues in today's show. We hope you enjoy them.
Galantis, David Guetta and Little Mix, Heartbreak Anthem on Gadio.
Excuse me, Mother Hubbard. Have you heard David Guetta's new single?
No.
The remix is... Ooh, it's hot. I heard it on Gadio.
Oh, right, yes.
In the week. Actually, it might have been Calvin Harris, so I'm going to check my facts there. But 2024 is going to be good for music.
Sure.
And on that subject, Neil, please go back to 5 minutes ago.
Mm.
Do you mind dropping the bed, Neil? Because I'm afraid we're going to have to go back to ye olde times.
Oh.
Because it's really hacked me off. That's a bit loud, this, isn't it?
Mm.
It's really hacked me off, what you said about Madagascar and Africa.
Right.
And who can you just reiterate that story?
Well, it's the sort of African continent, Madagascar, have spoken up against the Pope's decision to bless mixed marriages, etc. He made that announcement last December. They say it's against the will of God.
I just want to say that there is a documentary that went out this week about a, evangelical pastor in America that has done horrendous things in the name of God.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Let's just see. And I think they all need to go back and reread their Bible. And the most important thing in the Bible, as I am a great Christian, is you need to love others, love your neighbour. I do love my neighbour quite regularly now. It's part of a Swimmers group we're in my village. I'm quite enjoying this loot to me. Oh, we're moving on.
Medusa on Gaydio. Kylie on the way in a couple of seconds. This is Neil and Debbie here.
Which Kylie? I might hang around for that. Which Kylie?
It's actually giving me something that's called Hold On To Now. Beg your pardon.
Oh, I will bother. I will stick around for that. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. We love hearing from you. And Neil is in charge of Instagram. Mm. So send a message and he shall read it out. But right now, Neil, I'm off to Twitter /X/ Elon Musk's company. Have you seen his eyebrows lately, by the way?
No.
They sort those out immediately.
Right.
You've got enough money to go to someone who can help with that.
Get them plucked.
No, it's just unruly.
Oh, right.
It's unruly. Gross. And it's manic. Right? I don't like it. It's making me feel ill. Over to Twitter we go, Neil, and bless you, Jason Gompers. Jason has sent us a clip of possibly one of the biggest gay icons this country's ever produced, covering a Madonna song, and it's spectacular, but that's for later. But right now he says, please, 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 can you bring back your fab intro with Jackie Collins and Barbara Streisand? Barbara Streisand? Oh, yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And then three praying emojis. He's on his knees, Neil.
Oh.
Well, we can't have a gay man on his knees.
Not for long, anyway.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
You are listening to Neil and Debbie. You lucky people.
There we go, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Jazzy, it's called Giving Me. You heard Kylie's Hold On To Now before that. Neil and Debbie here.
Kylie, who's that? Never heard of them. Never heard of them. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email Ndebs at gaydio.co.uk. It's a very busy show today, Neil. Very busy. First of all, I'm going to bring you the rumours going around, flying around about...
I am Madonna.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard about the new imagery that's gone out?
No.
The fans are going bananas. Uh-huh. They're going bananas! Because she's released something this week and everyone's reading into it.
Wow.
All right. More about that. And also, have you heard about Coco Crush?
No.
The new film. It's so up your throat. It's about Coco Chanel, but it's a new project. Have you heard about this?
Funny you should mention that, because I went to see Coco Chanel last weekend.
Well, she's dead. She must have stunk.
Love it. Tampera, Mayor, Feel It on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here.
I seen you hanging on. That's such a Tudy song, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And where did that come from? I'd love to interview Tampera. I'd love to interview Tampera and ask, where did you get that line? What, she looked like a chimney there on it?
I know, yeah.
Because it's such a great visual, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
We know what you look like with a house on top of you, because we've seen The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So we know what that looks like, but I don't know what... would you look like a giraffe?
Chimney
on her head. Or would it be like a brilliant fascinator? What are you? What do you? That's the question we're asking on today's show. What are you going to look like with a chimney on your head?
I must apologise, by the way, if I'm a bit at sixes and sevens this morning, because I had a very, very late night.
Right.
Went out.
Dirty.
And got back to the car last night. And you know when you get, I'll just get my key out of the pocket?
Oh,
it's not in there. All right, I'll try this pocket here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, it must be my jacket. My jacket. Yeah. Where's my car key?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's probably in the pocket. I missed it. I missed it first time. No, it's not there. And that empties all my pockets out. No car
key. No keys.
Love, I've lost my car key. I had to go back to the venue that I was at earlier in the evening. I had the security people hunting for the key all over the place. Nobody could find it. I retraced my steps back across to the car park. It's 11:30 at night. There's not a soul around. I ended up having to get a taxi home. Then I'm panicking whether I've even got a spare key for the car. Managed to find it. Got a taxi back. And then it's one of the Germans are so genius, aren't they? This key was a spare key. It's got a special thing in it that enables you to get in. And then the car alarm went off.
Yeah, of course it will.
Really embarrassing. Yeah. Anyway, in the end, I managed to get it all sorted and I got out the car park. But now I don't have a car. I've lost my key and I'm in a bit of a state.
You lost your car key. Neil, I'm upset with you because last week I gave you an audition for The Traitors for a tension bed.
Right.
Right. That there is BBC are listening.
Yeah,
they
right.
want a follow-up, or ITV if they want the follow-up to the post office drama.
Yeah.
That was real life, what happened to Neil just
said. It was real life happening and on the spot.
And the tension, Neil, I could have added that in there to really sex up the story. Did Neil find his keys? Or are they down the toilet? Where are they, love? Because someone's still
your... I have no idea. I even got back to the car because I started looking for the car keys, you know, before I got to the car, thinking, maybe the car's not there. Maybe I've been pocketed.
I would watch that, love, because if your insurance company are listening, you have left your keys somewhere and someone needs to go is beep, beep, and they're going to be off in your, your Del Boy Trotter car. So be aware of that, because I won't stick up for you in court, love. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
No.
Dua Lipa, Hallucinate on Dua Peep. Dua Peep.
Yeah, please do the Wendy Williams. Dua Peep. Dua Peep. At this is NDebs. It's lovely to have you listening on Saturday. We love spending our Saturdays with you. We really do. We do. Neil, I saw this in the week, and it's breaking news from Manchester Pride. We're only in January, and already they've tweeted the cat's out the bag, winky smiley face, tongue out, and they've announced the first people to be involved. And I don't know, I'm not quite sure what's going on. They've said Loreen will be performing, which is great.
Wow.
No, that's great. And they've put Diane from, one of our favourite shows, The Traitors. Oh, my God, put your cloaky hood up, Neil. Look mysterious and walk off with a candle. So they've also said that Claudie Winks will be there.
No.
Claudia Winkleman they've put.
Wow.
Then they go on to Amanda and Jasper Carrot from ITV's Golden Balls. And I think, is someone having a laugh here? Why would you have that? You can have the bed back now, Neil. It's fine.
Okay.
This sounds a bit. And then they've got the cast of EastEnders, including Julie Goodyear.
Oh, right.
Who isn't in EastEnders. Is her from Corrie.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, she's definitely from Corrie, yeah.
Sup up and sod off.
There we are.
And Cheryl Ferguson.
Oh, yes.
And so do you think this is true? Because this is very.
It's quite a combo,
weird.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Jasper Carrot. What? I mean, Loreen, I get.
Who's it? Has this definitely come from the official...
It's come from Manchester Pride. The cat's out the bag, but seriously, does anyone have a phone number for Claudia Winkleman's agent? Oh, is this a joke? Oh.
So not such breaking news after all.
Well, not that great a joke either. Right, well... I'm glad we've wasted 2 minutes of our life there. There's a song.
You know, little CB. Where'd you go to bed with me?
JDS Anthems on the way very soon.
I love that. It's such
good,
a new take. Neil plays the trumpet in that, actually.
Yeah, well
don't
done.
You? Don't you? Play your own trumpet when you can. On the way next, we have got JDS Anthems and some beautiful news about drag Con, which is on now in London.
That's right, yeah, very exciting. Another 4 seconds, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, in London!
upset.
Taken every word on Gaydio's anthems. Florence and the Machine before that. These are the songs that we love. Some classics and some Gaydio anthems in a freedom of choice style
on your way.
Yes.
Oh, God, Neil, no! Not freedom of flipping choice. We've got a huge apology to make.
That's right, yeah.
Yes. Which we will get into, Neil, because I'm sorry it was trending on Twitter / X. About last week, which was just so embarrassing.
I know. Oh, well.
But we'll get to that in a moment. Right now, Neil,
yes.
I actually have reread Manchester Pride's post about the cat being out the bag and them announcing the first acts to appear at this year's festival in August. And they've included people like Julie Goodyear and Jasper Carrot from ITV's Golden Balls, and the cast of EastEnders 6. So I don't even know who that is. And Claudia Winkleman was the big one. Claudia Winkleman. And somebody else, James, has put, I thought this was real until they mentioned the orange netting from Blackpool Tower. Because they said the orange netting from Blackpool Tower is making an appearance, and I didn't know what that was, and you've just explained it to
me. Well, yeah, a couple of weeks ago, you might have seen this, went viral. It looked like the top of Blackpool Tower was on fire, and it turned out it was a bit of fabric that's orange was flapping in the wind.
That's very unlike the gays to overreact, isn't it? Oh my God, it's on fire! So it's just sort of Queen of the Desert, like netting. So if you believe that too, you know, we both got fooled by that. But well, I'm looking forward to the Pride season. Now, something else I'm looking forward to is... just trying to... I know what I'm looking forward to, Neil. Guess what we're doing tomorrow?
Oh, I know. We're going all drag queeny, aren't we?
We are going. It's happening as we speak now at London's Excel Centre. It's going to be weaves, so much glitter, enough hairspray to take about 4 layers off the ozone layer, and a lot of heels and chewed because RuPaul's UK Drag Con is happening. We are going tomorrow. Do you want to hear the people we're going to chat to?
Yes, please do tell. Spill the tea.
Have you got, you know, that like music they have? We'll go, cuddly toy, washing machine.
Oh,
things like that. Have you got that sort of music?
I don't think I've got any.
Okay.
Keep talking. I'll see what
I can. Okay, so that's the music I'd love.
Right.
So these are the people that I've actually asked for. Are you ready, Neil?
No, I haven't actually got.
No. Well, it's Michelle Visage. I hope I get to say her name properly by tomorrow. Ginny Lemon.
Oh, hang on. How about this? Hang on.
Oh, yeah, we have Michelle Visage from RuPaul's Drag Race. We have Jimmy Lemon. We have also the wonderful, the one and only Neil.
Okay, right,
I've lost my flipping list.
Oh, this is going really well, isn't it?
Hang on, no, I'm here. I've got it.
Oh, hang on, I'll get this. Oh, yeah, it's the ITV voiceover department. Yeah, you're not going to be getting that job. Not in a cat in hell's chance. Thank you very much. The ITV voiceover department. Well done. Clean Bandit, Real Love on Gaydio's Anthems. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning, just seconds away from Freedom of Choice, Debbie.
Oh, no. Can you look down, please? Can you put your black hood on from the traitors? Walk up to this big fire pit, Neil, and look sorry because... You have got an apology to make, sister.
Yeah.
Mr. Sister, you have sinned. I was innocently replying. No, come on, I quite like that music, Neil.
I've got to keep playing it. It's only 5 seconds long. Hang on.
You seem to do a lot of 5 second long wrong playing things out last week, didn't you? So these messages came in on Twitter around this time last week. Oh, dear, 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 dear,
dear, dear, oh, dear.
Chris Burrows at This Is Ended. What's happening with the Christmas songs, lol? Chris, different Chris, M3G4, says, hate to break it to you, This Is Endeavs, but two of those songs from Freedom of Choice weren't Britney. One was Mariah. The playout system did you dirty, you dirty beast. Paul Rodrigo adds, good morning, welcome back, friends. You are missed. Happy new queer to you both. Love that we are starting the new year with the wrong audio for Freedom of Choice. Let me be honest, it wouldn't be the new year, new show start without it being like this.
Yeah.
Adore you both.
There we are.
Twitter ads. It's already broken. Their New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
I mean, Neil, it goes on
Okay, yeah, we get the message. I do apologise.
Yeah, are you meant to be... Karina asks us, three Christmas songs in January was something we never need to hear again. Lol.
Ouch.
So, yes, we were listening in our ear and we thought, you know, Britney was going out, but no, it was... So here's one we made earlier and put in the oven. This is what you should have heard. Sounds like
No tighter than that.
Nice. And when a girl is with one. Ready, Neil? She's in control. So happy we did play that out last week. Bit of a choice, a proper one next, right?
MG, Misha Paris, Body Swerve on Gadia's Anthems.
Re vis-a-vis Body Swerve, Neil. You, me and thee. Everyone needs to get their weighing scales out.
Oh, I was going to say, we need to know. We do need to do this.
We do, because the Gadia Pride Awards with...
Hilton
are coming up in a month, so we've got a lot of flab to lose.
Oh, we better.
I've had the opposite of liposuction now. I've had it everyone else's liposuction pushed into my body.
Right.
So we should do that later. But right now, oh God, gird your loins, everyone. Fingers crossed. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose.
It's the music that we choose. It's the It is our Freedom of Choice, our weekly deep dive into the archive with some classic clips. I'll play you clips from three tracks. Debbie then has 30 minutes to decide which of these songs, only one mind, we get to hear in full at the end of the Anthems Hour. We're going back to the 90s this week, I thought.
So we went to Christmas last week. I thought we were going to have Halloween this week.
No.
We're going back to the 90s. All right.
So, I'm in some fairly big tunes. First one from Faithless. This is Insomnia. I can't get no sleep. Faithless, Insomnia, choice number one, 1995. That was it.
Do you know that I've got a story to tell you about that one dry potato, why that lyric's in that song?
Oh, right, okay.
Why that lyric, I'll tell you about it later. That I just miss Faithless.
I know.
We love Maxi Jazz.
Absolutely.
Don't. Well,
that's choice number one.
Down,
sorry about that, yeah.
All right.
And next one, another big tune from the 90s. This is one people, but it comes on the radio and people, oh, tune, 1991 for Massive Attack. Oh, it's all gone Pete Tong, hasn't it, love? There we are.
Wonderful. Yeah, it has. Mrs. Pete Tong herself, Shara. And I love the video. And you know that's all filmed in one shot as well. It's just everything about Faithless and Massive Attack.
Yeah.
Oh, Neil, if you play left field now, I'm just going to be finished off.
Okay.
Who's number three? Because these are really good.
Okay, another big anthem. This was from 1990. Originally, it was a Christmas number one from 89 into 90.
Oh, no.
Eric Prydz, Proper Education. This is a remix from 2007. What? There we are, choice number three, Eric Prydz, Proper Education.
Yeah. Womp. It's a lot of womps in that. Oh, they're really good, Nick.
Yeah,
really made up for last week's.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, very hard to pick those.
Right, well, you've got half an hour to make a decision.
Yeah. You know how it works, Neil. We've been doing this week for about 12 years.
Get up, stand up. Funk Investigation remixing Stellar Project with Brandy Emma on there. Neil and Debbie here.
I mean, we lost interest after the, you know, that's lovely, Neil. At Zendibs on Twitter, please. On Instagram, we are.
This is Zendibs.
Oh, there we are. You don't put any ats on Twitter, on Instagram, do you? I don't like it.
Well, you can.
I don't like TikTok. I don't like Instagram. So up yours.
Don't mind us.
Neil, I am going straight over to a galaxy not so far away.
You're going straight.
Yeah. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Jamie, I love you. Jamie from the block says, this is Embeds. Before Neil says,
Oh, hello there.
I'm preparing to move house and found these languishing in my cupboard like the remains of Alderaan in space. I thought you might enjoy. My drinks could be fierce like a Jedi and as cold as Hoth if I bothered to use them. Sadly, no, C-3PO, he's my least favourite character. He's an idiot. And actually, Jamie, I'm going to hold up. He's sent three ice moulds.
Oh.
One of them is the one I've got, which is Han Solo being put into carbonite in Return of the Jedi,
at
the end of Empire Strikes Back, actually. Before Jabba, there. Then he's got R2-D2 as an ice cube, and he's got the Millennium Falcon, and he's got the Death Star round ice cube.
Oh,
I've got that one too.
Super.
That's very strong, Jamie.
Okay.
Very strong. And I love the references to Hoth as well, as cold as Hoth. Oh, Jamie, should we just get married? Because this, Lisa doesn't understand my love of Star Wars.
Star Wars, Neil. Ice cubes.
Neil, excuse, look what I bought in the week. Look what's available.
Oh, no.
Look what this is.
Stormtrooper
beer. They make Stormtrooper beer. Jamie, come over to mine and we'll have those ice cubes in this beer and Neil can just sup up and sod
ice,
off.
Ice cubes in beer. Leg soup, one soup, and another soup. That's Wonderland on Gaydio's Anthems. Neil and Debbie here.
Neil, before we go to meet Mama... Well, Mama is not going to be there.
No.
We're going to DragCon.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Are you ready for it? Do you know what outfit you're going to wear?
I haven't decided yet, no.
Oh, I'm wearing my cute...
are you going in
creativity?
Drag?
No, I'm wearing my creativity, uniqueness, nerve and talent t-shirt.
Oh, very good. Yes.
Yeah, which I got off Redbubble. I don't fit into it because I sort of fat paws out.
Oh.
But I'm hoiking my boobs in it because we're interviewing Michelle Visage.
I know, yeah. How exciting.
Do you know, I've been doing some research about her. And I've got some brilliant things to play you from Bob the Drag Queen about RuPaul. In fact, I'll do that now for you.
Right.
You know that the new series of RuPaul's Drag Race is now on season 16 in America.
I know, unbelievable, isn't it?
I mean, it's just fierce. I remember turning on something, I think it was BBC Three, at like 1 o'clock in the morning, about 10 years ago, and the first ever one popped up on TV.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And RuPaul was having dinner with one of the drag queens. And the dinner was a Tic Tac.
A
Tic Tac. It was one Tic Tac, 2 calories. And he shake the pack of Tic Tac. And I just thought, why is this tucked away at like 1:30? It's brilliant. And it's just gone. It's around the world.
It's a global phenomenon, isn't it?
It is global. And we don't like that company because we both got fired from it. But here is Bob the Drag Queen talking about those rumours that, well, Bob has been asked to host... Drag Queen.
Oh.
But no, that's not going to happen.
RuPaul's going to be hosting that show from the crypt. She'll host that show from a hospice before she gives it up.
I so agree with you, but I will say, Bob, it's always so amazing when you see these fans online say, like, if RuPaul were to ever step down, who's going to take it? Bob. I mean, everyone wants Bob's Drag Race.
Yeah, my name gets thrown in there a lot. I don't know if World of Wonder agrees.
Let's just say hypothetically, if World of Wonder were to give you a call one of these days to potentially host the show, I'd have to imagine you would say yes, but what do you think?
Well, I'm sure we could come to an agreement, yeah, for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but let me tell you, RuPaul will push you down the stairs like showgirls if you even try and step one foot on that, and then Michelle Visage will be there with probably something very...
Yeah.
I think the ice pick from that awful Sharon Stone film. She'll be there, won't she? So no, Bob Drag Queen, no, it's not going to... RuPaul will do it from beyond the grave, I think.
Gala, Freed from Desire on Gaydio's Anthems. What a tune.
Man and soul and spirit. What is she actually saying? Man and soul and spirit. Neil and Debbie here, ahead of, exciting day tomorrow. I'm going to DragCon in London and very excited about that.
I know. Is Australian Lisa joining us?
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. I said she's our social media person. So would you like to know who we've got lined up to talk to?
I'd love to.
So we've got Michelle Visage, who I'm so excited about. You know that she claims Madonna. We'll talk about this in a minute. Michelle Visage, bag of chips. I mean, come on, bag
amazing.
Of chips.
Amazing.
Especially for you, Neil, Sum Ting Wong.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Just May, who is the best drag queen as Jerry Halliwell. I've seen Just May so many times. Electra Fence, who is as sharp as Electra Fence, and Ginny Lemon. So, I mean, that's just some of them, Neil.
Just to whet your appetite.
Yeah. What is the collective noun for a droop of drag queens? A droop of drag queens. What is it? I like droop.
Our weekly deep dive down into the archive. And earlier on, Debbie heard three clips. One from Faithless, Insomnia, Massive Attacks, Unfinished Sympathy, and Eric Prydz with Proper Education. Those were your three big 90s tunes, really, this week.
Very good choices this week, Neil. I'd like to hear from last week, but if I can't have that. Right. These are all really, really good, but I have to go with Sometimes I'm in That Mood. And today I'm in... I love this album. I played it so many times. Right. And one of my favourite songs on it was Day Tripping and Blue Lines. But I would like to hear Hey, 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 Hey by Massive Attack.
Oh, I'm glad you said I love this. Oh, how about that? Unfinished Sympathy. So good, isn't it? Massive Attack.
Oh, I need a cigarette, Neon. I don't smoke. I'm going to vape. I'm going to virtual. Don't, because smoke is terrible for you. It's awful for you. But that is... No, where have you taken us now? I'm going to walk. With some sass in my ass. This is lovely, Neil. This is really getting us in the mood for DragCon tomorrow, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Maybe yeah. We should walk into this music on the pink carpet, because they're going to have a pink carpet there tomorrow.
10 seconds.
And just push people out of the way with our hips like bing, bida bang, bida boom. Michelle Visage, please. Who's here to see her? She'll know who we are.
Yeah. Right, the news is on the way. Yeah, we have great. To stop talking. Random clips at midday.
The time has come for you to
love yourself.
Breathe, laugh, and repeat.
Radio, this is the UK's LGBTQ plus station.
Ava Max on Gadia, Sweet But Psycho. Neil and Debbie here.
Not really the sort of thing you write on your Tinder profile, is
no,
it?
No, it's not really. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs at Gadio, email ndebs@gadio.co.uk, or message us via Instagram. This is Ndebs, is where you'll find us there. This is from Snaps in the City, who very kindly has sent us a Nigella montage. Says, OMG, this should be illegal. I have actually tidied it up. But, you know, it's Nigella at her edited together best. Ready?
I've never made any secret of the fact that I am a complete tart, because I like salty cream, and I'm almost embarrassed at how easy I am. Anyway, to business, or rather pleasure, if you want to squeeze my plumptious beauties, be my guest. Don't be afraid. Just go at them together with a rolling pin in a freezer bag until I'm excitedly primed. Oh, lovely. Very heady aroma. A bit fishy, I know, but you have to trust me. Any minute now, it's going to be covered luxuriantly with my sweet... Ooh. I think I'm going to squirt and then sip in the warm liquid. So lovely to look at.
Goody, goody, yum, yum.
Oh, my... Neil, I feel we should go into, like, a confession box and just say what we've just heard.
I know.
Hey, whoever did the editing on that is... That's... Yeah. Yeah.
So thanks, Snaps in the City, for that one. We owe you one.
You're filthy!
Mary J. Blige with Disclosure, F for You on Gadio.
that's very nice. Yeah, Neil. What year are we in?
2024.
I thought we'd seen the end of hamster hair, but I'm afraid we're going to have to unearth and polish off that occasional table feature known as...
Oh.
Donald Trump!
Trump! We've seen a lot of his squidgy, self-loving, smug face this week TV, haven't we?
Yeah.
And we've got, thank goodness, we've got people like Whoopi. We've got a lot of friends in America as well, including our beautiful friend James Clyman, who we're all sort of watching going, please don't let this happen. Mm. What's happening with the world? What is going on? But luckily for us, there's a psychic, Neil. That's right, a psychic that has predicted who is going to win the next elections in America.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I'm a bit of a skeptic. Psychic, Neil. Mm. I mean, I don't really believe in all of that, if I'm honest, unless it's something that goes my way.
Right.
It's like reading horoscopes, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a load of cobblers. Oh, you're going to be terribly... Oh, this is right. This one's right. So in this occasion, it's a psychic who looks like Anne Widdecombe with a massive weave on.
Wow.
All right? So she's on Fox News, repeat, Fox News, which is a very pro-Trump channel, and she's doing the cards and turning them over. Shall we see what she predicts, Neil?
I'd love to see, yes, go on.
Yeah, okay. And here, so I've got the clip here, haven't I?
Paula Roberts is the English psychic who is on set to give us a reading right now. I would like, Paula, for you... to give me a reading on President Trump.
Just the one card.
One card.
One card. Let's do just one card. We like that one.
What is that?
I mean, I do recognize that I'm at Fox TV. I have a sense of loss.
Let's see President Joe Biden. What will his year look like?
Let's look at Joe Biden. Lots and lots and lots and lots of money. Lots of money.
From China?
Oh, you are cheeky.
You are cheeky. She turned over the Grim Reaper for Trump on the cards. So, yeah.
Wow, well, that's very interesting, isn't
it? We can but hope, Neil. We can but hope. I want to take
me to Donald Trump!
Shifters, a lawless theme on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here. So, yes.
Neil!
Debbie!
What are you looking at?
Madonna! 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 Right, I just want everyone to be aware that there is a big announcement on the verge of pouring out of Madonna's social media.
Oh, right.
In the week, there has been a release of a poster.
Right.
Celebration tour, but it's completely different to the one that she's posted before.
Oh.
And the rumours are more tour dates are coming out.
Right.
Or the DVD is coming out.
But would she release the DVD while she's still doing the tour, though?
Neil, she's Madonna. She do what
she
wants.
Do what she likes, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. She can pop them out of a conical bra like Katy Perry did with the fireworks. She can do what the hell she... Is there a DVD now? You wouldn't say DVD, would you?
DVD.
No, you wouldn't. You'd say... What do you release it on?
Oh, well, it's digital format of some description.
Oh, that's sexy, isn't it? Going to release. Madonna's going digital format. What do you send? What do you go now? What do you say to someone? Say, can you get me? I'd really love that for Christmas. I'd love the digital download.
That's what you get, isn't it? You get a download, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, no wonder vinyl's coming back. Much better vinyl. And also, Neil, can I also tell you something wonderful that's coming out? It's something about Coco Chanel, which I want to play you.
Oh, right, yes.
And there's a new film that's coming out, and it's so exciting. It's from Coco Crush the Film, which the music has been done by Jamie XX.
Right.
And do you want to hear a bit of it?
I'd love to, yeah.
In the film, we don't know anything about the film yet.
Right.
Other than it's called Coco Crush.
Right.
This is a little bit of it here. Like an owl.
Okay. It's not hang on a minute. Now that's got me, that bit.
We're in.
Yeah.
We'll have two tickets, please, to see Coco Crush. Oh, this is arousing,
it's
Neil.
It's very filthy, isn't it?
Oh.
And I have to say, I went to the exhibition of the V&A in London last weekend. Absolutely brilliant.
The Coco Chanel one.
Mm, really, really
well,
good.
We're going to hear from Australian Lisa in a second, who also went to an exhibition that came out in London and said it's the best thing she's seen in her life. And that includes me. That includes me with Zilch on.
Confidence Man. It's called Firebreak on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here. You can tweet us at This Is NDebs at Gadio. Our NDebs email is ndebs@gadio.co.uk. And on Instagram, This Is NDebs. This has come in from Alan, who says about a recent podcast posting from last year, actually. Cover star Hannah Waddingham. Her Christmas special was brilliant, says Alan. A little short at only 45 minutes, but still very enjoyable. She is amazing. I totally concur, Alan. It was really good show. Very good.
Why didn't she host the Golden Globes?
Yes.
I would like either Hannah Waddingham or a drag queen to host everything from now on.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Because did you hear the joke made about Taylor Swift? Do you hear the one about Taylor Swift they made at the Golden Globes?
No, what was that?
By the prat who was hosting it.
Oh, yeah.
Right, are you ready?
Go on.
Hold on to your stomachs.
Big difference between the Golden Globes and the NFL. On the Golden Globes, we have fewer camera shots of Taylor Swift.
How is that funny?
I don't know.
And Taylor Swift just looked at the camera and just like rolled her eyes. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Please, if Hannah Waddingham had been there, she would have done something so much better.
Totally.
Right, well, that's all agreed. Hannah Waddingham to host everything from now on.
Avicii versus Nicky Romero. I could be the one on Gadio. This is Neil and Libby here. And at this time of the week, we like to cross over to Australian Lisa, your girlfriend, who I believe has filed a report for us. Has she?
She has, Neil. And let's...
come in, Lisa. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Neil. Hello, Debbie. Hello, Alex. It's another weekend. And when you finish your show, where are we going? DragCon.
That's right.
Yes, and I get to see your face tomorrow, Neil. Mm. Very much looking forward to that. And we're going to have a good time at the XL. I haven't seen you for a long time.
I know.
And it's obviously a Madonna update this week. She has been in Boston and she sang Express Yourself and then she was in Toronto. I'm still not giving up on us going. And I don't even know what else is going on. Is there other fun stuff? I know that it's the Gadio Awards next month, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Yeah.
Have the best show and see you tomorrow. Love you, Missy Mina. Bye.
Okay, I thought she was going to tell us about the best exhibition she'd seen in life. So tomorrow, we'll have to record an extra bit with her to do her review of the best thing she's seen in her life, which is in an exhibition at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. I'm mortified. Can't wait to meet her again. Well, it's been ages.
Do you know what, Neil?
Mm-hmm.
You wait. She has just sent me an update of breaking news about... Neil, I actually am going to have to just lie down for 5 minutes and then deliver it because it's huge.
Hang on, breaking news about what?
About one of, well, someone who we've interviewed.
Oh, you're a tease. You're such a tease.
Oh, it's a big... Keeping you up
all night. Chris Lake. And Aluna. It's called Begging on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be able to use the traitor's drone for excitement and for tension. Neil, guess what Lisa, Australian Lisa, my beautiful girlfriend, has just sent me?
Do tell.
Right, it is breaking news, and I'm going to continue with the drone from Claudie Winks. Boy George has just announced...
Yes.
That he is writing a new book, a brand new memoir called Karma, My Autobiography. First person he's writing about, Neil, is someone he's fallen out with. What a shock.
Mm-hmm.
What a shock. Boy George says he is never going to be friends with Janet Jackson. According to the Culture Club vocalist, he and Miss Jackson, if you're nasty, had an awkward run-in back in the mid-80s. When it comes to me and Janet, let's wait a while, he says in his new memoir.
Very good, very good.
My autobiography. Right. She wasn't friendly and I didn't try to be, the singer said. But I just walked off and got on with my best. And then things I can't read.
Right.
Neil, I have got both of Boy George's books.
I know,
Take It Like a Man. I read so much.
Mm.
I broke the spine and all the pages used to fall out.
Yeah, yeah.
When
yeah.
I was in London, commuting to London every day, and I would howl on the train at the writing. I mean, he's a brilliant writer. But there are no. He takes no prisoners.
Oh, absolutely not. That sounds awesome. I can't. And he's dishing the dirt on her, and I'm sure there'll be others as well, won't there?
Well, we might be in that book.
Well, not me.
I might be in that. But I'm saving that story for my book, which I'm currently writing.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Neither am I. Gorgeous Anthony Murphy playing Gadio's Request coming up in seconds from now. Neil and Debbie here.
He gave us each a kiss last week, Neil, so let's give him one back. Obviously, my technique is better, Anthony. I hope that came across. Gadio Requests up next, one of my favourite shows on the station.
I'm just a scrubber.
Right, Neil, that's Boy George, who's a new book. His memoir is coming out very soon. We'll have to read that. But right now, we are going to DragCon tomorrow, and I thought we could play out with this. No, we haven't got time, have we?
Life is hard. Oh, we've got time. Don't get a twist.
We haven't really got time for that.
No, not really. No.
So anyway, next week's show will be all the behind the stage action, the wigs, the glitter, the teeth, the heels. See you next week.
This is RuPaul. Neil, Debbie, you better work.
Extra, extra, tweet all about it.
Oh, my God. Neil.
Yes.
Do you know what I didn't mention on today's show?
What was that?
I am really looking forward to next week's show because I'm going to put up the photo of...
Hi, this is RuPaul. Neil, Debbie, you better work.
Oh, not the Neil embalmed photo.
The Neil embalmed photo.
No.
And do you know what I'm going to do? We're going to DragCon tomorrow. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show Michelle Visage the photo, and I'm going to say, Michelle, could we please reenact this? But we need to wheel Neil on. So then we've got the pair of you with Neil embalmed. Neil, seriously, before I die... I really would like just to look at that photo because it just fills me with... I can't even think about that photo without laughing. It's just my favourite
You need
photo.
To explain, just won't you? Just,
right. So, yeah, it will be on next week's show tweet. Next week's show tweet. And we were interviewing Rue, which we've interviewed Rue a few times now.
It was the launch of the UK drag race event, wasn't
drag
it?
Race,
the
yeah.
Café
drag
de Paris.
Race. That's it. Mm. And Rue came out, and there's no messing around with Rue. It was RuPaul Charles, and he just says, "Right, which camera are we looking in? Are you going to speak? Are you going to interview me, or just look at me?" I mean, there was no mucking about.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Someone shouted over here, and they took the photo of Rue and I looking at the camera, but Neil looked like a waxwork model.
Oh, it's awful.
Holding the microphone, and you were staring off in the distance like we'd found a mannequin of you, and you were just looking where we were.
It's one of those horrible, like, packed photos where in another split second, another shutter, and I'm sure I looked fine, but just in that moment, that's all.
Oh, my God, you look like Madame Tussauds.
I know.
Yeah.
I looked like my own waxwork, didn't I?
Like mid-meltdown waxwork as well, not completed waxwork. It's just, sorry, love, I know that's awful. It's an awful thing, but it brings me so much pleasure.
Oh, I'm glad you're happy. Yeah.
Are you looking forward? I was thinking about drag, Neil. Mm. Do you remember the first ever drag queen you saw? Because you used to live in Blackpool, didn't you?
Yeah, actually, good point. Yeah. Well, it was probably before then. I used to go up to a couple of bars in London back in the early 90s.
Oh,
and,
Lord.
You know, Dockyard Doris and people like that.
Dockyard Doris?
Yeah,
who the hell's that?
Regina Fong, you know, come on.
Regina Fong.
Yeah.
I've never heard of those people, but... Can I take you back? Because I've just realised that drag has been in my life all the time, even from like Dame Edna on TV, which you could argue, well, is that a drag queen or is that? Just,
yeah, but then also you look back as far as what's his face in the 60s, Danny LaRue,
and Lily Savage.
Yeah.
and which I've just loved the sharpness of it. And when I first worked at Capital Radio, my first ever job in radio, this lovely guy called Dominic took me under his wing. Mm. And he was a lovely gay guy. He's not around anymore, sadly. And he had a Cadillac. And he used to drive me around London in his Cadillac. It wasn't pink, it was red. And he used to take me to all the drag queen bars.
Amazing. Right.
And I just remember thinking, this is a different world. You open up a curtain and the wit. I don't like cutting. I don't like mean drag queens.
No.
I like witty, which is why I love Rose Garden so much. Sandra. And, you know, it's so many other ones. Sandy Crack, beautiful. Mm. But it's always been life. And we take it for granted that we could just turn up to a drag bar and be entertained, like, completely.
Mm.
But in America at the moment, if you turn up there, you probably have a load of protesters outside not letting you in.
Pathetic.
It's comedy. Yeah. How can you be offended?
And yet those people probably went to see Mrs. Doubtfire in the whenever it's 90s, whatever. You know, it's just the whole thing's an utter nonsense.
But they don't get it because drag is just, I have laughed such. I remember when we went to the Eagle, it was Sexy Safi and I, and we were sat at the bar.
Mm.
And I think it might have been Sandy, I can't remember now, who just said, "Oh, nice to see the lesbians. We've got four lesbians in. My mistake too." And just point. And it wasn't mean. It was just, you just sit there. And that's the night I saw one of the best drag acts ever. I'm so upset. I can't remember her name, but she was Amy Winehouse. And she just came up, sat on the bench and started lip syncing. And before she started singing, she opened up her wig and took a bottle of whiskey out, took a swig, and then put it back in her Marge Simpson hair. And I thought, the witch that is surrounded with this. Honestly, I think maybe before I'd just like to see a drag act. I'd like to see Rose Garden.
Yes, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Very good.
Maybe just me affected by that, Neil, but I just... And you know what my favourite line is from Clapham Street Party a few years ago?
What was that?
when Rose Garden was introducing Sandra on stage. Clapham Street Party's the best, by the way.
Yeah.
And she went, "She's just escaped from London Zoo. Everybody, Sandra." And I found that so funny. I just, maybe you have to be there.
But I know what you mean, the wit and wisdom. Yeah. If you get somebody really witty, that's a joy, isn't it? It's just a joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's just fantastic. So, you know, basically praising drag queens who we're going to be surrounded by tomorrow.
Mm, yeah.
Should we walk around with paddles going 10, 10, and then just like a zero?
Good luck.
Actually, Joe, let's just have the 10s. Let's play it safe, love. You know, I do want to live to see next week.
Neil and Debbie.
Breathe, laugh, and repeat.